We kick off hour number two. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. You all right over there?
What do you mean?
You're just jamming out.
Well, yeah, it's embarrassing that Hickman plays songs that he doesn't know who the band is.
Well, I play songs that I know, and you complain about the songs.
But you should know that that's Led Zeppelin.
I literally don't listen to music.
Then why do you play all these songs you know?
Those are the only songs I know and listen to.
All right. Whatever, man.
Yeah, they're overrated anyways.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Not my style.
If anything, they're... What do you mean not your style?
You can't say Led Zeppelin's underrated, which I know you're about to. If anything, they're underrated.
They are underrated.
They're known as the greatest band of all time.
One of them.
Like, they're okay, it's like Beatles, Zeppelin.
Is that true? I mean, I never know with him. It's not my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I mean... Okay. Cody McClure would argue that it's the Stones.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, they're up there. They broke all the Beatles' attendance records when they came on their American tour, but, you know, whatever. People like those British bands, man, when they get hot.
This list has Queen at number two and the Beatles number one. Invalid.
You don't like Queen?
I like some of their stuff.
Yeah, some of their stuff's not my stuff, but I like a lot of Queen.
Queen's good.
Pink Floyd number two. Nope.
You know, maybe I should give Pink Floyd another shot. I don't dislike them, but I don't get the greatest band of all time vibes from them, if that makes sense. Just a different kind of... I mean, I like them. Like, they're fine. If they come on the radio, I'm singing along, but...
This list, which seems... Queen 2 again? No. U2 at 3? Nope.
You want to talk about a band I can't stand?
Can't stand
U2? U2.
Why?
I think it was when... their album got automatically put on everybody's iPhone.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And I just don't really like...
It's kind of a don't tell me what to do moment.
Yeah, and I didn't like that move. And then really, I just don't like their songs. I just don't... They do not do it for me.
Well, speaking of being forced into things, how about the golf world yesterday?
I mean, I do think ultimately, like, this is what they should have done up front, is just like, hey, let's just, like, merge and make a big thing. But to double down and triple down on, oh, they're terrorists, oh, this is blood money, oh, you hate the game of golf, the sanctity of the sport is at risk if you leave, and then, yeah, we'll take some money. Pretty embarrassing for the PGA. Pretty embarrassing.
Remember when we talked about how... You know, you start tracking where every single dollar has ever come from, and it's a pretty dangerous game you're playing because some people started pointing out, like, hey, isn't this LPGA Tour sponsor, like, backed by Saudi money also?
Yep.
It's you know, in a world economy now, you know, like, you can't even – I mean, I can't even do it with brands I buy from. At some point, it's like you just can't care anymore. It's like, oh, well. I like this shirt. I'm just going to buy it. I'm not going to research whether they're pro this or anti.
But it's from
this
China.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's you start throwing rocks in your glass houses, and all of a sudden, bleep starts breaking, and it broke bad. Like, to do it this way, that was shocking.
To not let any of the golfers know.
Yeah.
To not give Tiger, Rory, John Rahm, like, your bell cows of the sport, any heads up whatsoever, for them to have to find out the same way we did, which was at 10 o'clock, always at 10 o'clock, by the way, always at 10 o'clock the news breaks. At 10 o'clock, what was it, CNBC?
I didn't believe you. Was it CNBC?
CNBC. Oh, by the way, and I'm like, oh, that's a fake account. Oh, 1 million followers. Yeah, I guess that's real.
You're sitting there waiting for the baseball to come out.
Yeah.
And you're like, PGA Tour mergers with Liv.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no way.
I was like, that can't be real, but we'll see. And then all of a sudden, nope, yep. I mean, it was the Golf Channel yesterday was a funeral. Just.
Yep.
You'll never be the same. I can't believe they did this to the game of golf. It's like, well, yeah, maybe you guys shouldn't have doubled down so hard on the guys who took a great opportunity to set their family's family in good shape financially forever.
Yep. Tried to tell him.
I can't believe Brooks Koepka left us. Oh, he's... they should never be able to play golf again. They should never come back, ever. Oh, he probably should have won the Masters and then won the PGA. Oops.
I mean, he sat there and said, like, nobody's going to be able to come back on the tour and... accepting the money and
they had, and then
he goes behind everybody's back and say
they had
the
all hands on deck meeting like if you accept this money and go live, you are out of here forever. How dare you?
Then they let him come back to majors. Then
they just do it. They just took all the money.
Yeah, yeah. He saved money for himself by doing that. Not himself, but you know, like sort of.
Well, and he lost basically control of it now that.
There's a committee, right?
Well, there's a committee, and the guy from Liv, the PIF guy, runs the tour basically now. So he can change it. I mean, guys are going to be coming out there now. What, they can wear shorts on the PGA Tour now, and like,
no,
you know, they're just going to change what
the
game's always been.
Shorts.
I mean, golf's, you know, I don't know.
It's sacred, yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
Air-conditioned helmets and shorts on the PGA Tour.
Sad. No, I just...
They bought their way into it, and I mean they were losing money by they couldn't even get views on CW. I mean they had to go to CW to try and get people to watch them.
Well, that's what's interesting to me is, and no one could really answer that question yesterday, but is why? Like why now? Why? Like what? Apparently they were going to end up going into court or whatever, and
yeah, that was
somebody
supposed
to
be on
said,
Friday.
Yeah, somebody said maybe the PGA. Tour's finances are so janky that they didn't want that to
come out.
Well,
they're losing sponsors because the sponsors wanted more money, and the PGA Tour couldn't get them the money. So, you know, in a way,
so
I mean,
is that the why they're losing sponsors to the Live Tour?
It was like about commercialization and you know sponsors like AT&T backed out of the you know Byron Nelson tournament. Or
but
whatever.
Why did they do that?
Because they didn't have the $10 to $20 million extra that the tournaments need to. You know, for sponsors and things like that to fund these tournaments in Dallas and some of the smaller ones because all the money was going into the bigger ones.
So smaller PGA Tour sites were not getting the sponsors.
And the, you know, the big golfers weren't going to their tournaments, like the Roms, the Rorys, things like that.
Because
they put all the money into these main group of tournaments. Remember when they came out with that stuff after Liv did and – You know, so
basically by trying to compete with Liv, they kind of start screwing over their own people, and then they decided, we'll just merge with Liv to fix all these issues.
And it's been going on for 7 weeks, and nobody knew a thing that this was going on. Like, nobody. I mean, Rory's on the PGA Tour, like, board of members.
Somebody said he still has to approve the deal.
They'll cut him a check.
And evidently, Monahan met with the players yesterday, and everybody was furious at him, calling him a hypocrite, you know, all this stuff. I mean, one guy walked up to him and told it right to his face.
Man. Has anyone checked in on Brandel Chamblee?
Welfare check. I mean, he was struggling yesterday.
This is one of the saddest days in the history of professional golf, he said. Was kind of, I don't know if it was like sad. I mean, I feel like when Payne Stewart died, that was sad.
Right.
This is more of just shocking and just complete lack of awareness.
So, yeah.
And crooked.
And also, what's crazy is when they did the players only meeting, like Rory was there. And Rory, only time he spoke up is when this guy that was ranked like 230th in the world said that basically, we don't trust you, Jay. You lied to our face. And then McIlroy spoke up and said, just play better, Grayson, to this guy's face. And then that's when Grayson turned around and said, F you, McIlroy. Because it sounds like he stood up for Monahan in that situation.
Yeah, he probably got cut in on the deal.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So all these guys who, I don't, just. I mean, how do you feel if you're, like, if you're John Rahm, you turned down hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You're Tiger Woods, you're Rory. You turned down this money because the PGA Tour came to you and said, please help us save the PGA Tour. They offered Tiger Woods $800 to $900 million.
Yes.
And the PGA Tour tugged at his heartstrings to please, please be our ambassador. Help save us. And then they just go behind. Well, I say behind their back.
Tiger is the big one, too, because it ain't like Tiger's got years and years of going out here and winning tournaments
exactly.
left in his
I mean,
his
not that he's
broken
already,
body.
He's also probably already well, a billionaire, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, I mean, he can do a few commercials and set up his next generation five times down the
right,
line.
Right.
The guy that got offered supposedly the second most was Hideki Matsuyama. Like, he had to fly, like, coach on Spirit Airlines. They said he would have made as much money. He could have bought
Spirit Airlines. Yeah, he could have bought Spirit Airlines with his LIV deal that he turned down.
And
he's flying Spirit
Why did
Airlines
he have to fly Spirit?
I don't know.
They showed him
that I saw that, but that doesn't make any sense.
That's just an example.
Like, he's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
I figured he had a net jet like everybody else. He's won so many tournaments. Japan flying for free.
Yeah, Greg Norman didn't even know about the deal.
And he's not even gonna be a part of any of it.
So he helps launch LIV and then got cut out of it. This is like true. I get it now. I get why people were making all the secession references. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, I'm going to help broker this deal. And then he gets cut out of the deal. It's wild.
Well, and this is a framework agreement.
Yeah.
Now that we're in a framework agreement, I look forward to talking to all of our players, including them, to make certain that this comes off the right way.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was a shocking day for golf. We'll talk more about some of the angles here. Stick with us on 3 and Out. Welcome back to 3 and Out.
You never look back here.
I'm not going to say something else. Just turn it on.
Yeah, I'll have to give you the point.
Okay. He's kind of enjoying the song, too.
Great song. Do you know who sings it?
Nope.
Chris?
You don't have to ask me that question.
You know, Chris.
Sublime.
I had a bunch of, monthly dollars available now that I canceled my HBO subscription.
What, like $8?
$16.99.
No, HBO's got expensive, man.
It's included in
it's
my...
It's HBO Max.
Oh, yeah, it's not even HBO anymore.
It's not HBO Max. It's Max.
I'm not even kidding. When I unsubscribed, they said, why did you unsubscribe? I said, because it's not called HBO anymore. Submit.
Take that.
You just lost my $16 or whatever it was. So I got...
Why would you do... HBO, it's just iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like... People probably don't even know what it stands for.
Do you know what it stands
anymore.
For?
Couldn't even begin it. Something, home box office.
Very good, Hickman.
Yeah,
very, very good. Couldn't even begin
couldn't
to fit home box office.
Hey, it came to me.
Clearly. But, yes, home box office.
It is the best streaming platform, though.
Well, I think they have the best, like,
movie
in-house.
Selection.
It's fine. It's really good. But
definitely rather than Netflix.
Their in-house content is just
can't
remarkable. Yeah,
Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Succession,
House of the Dragon,
yeah,
Succession,
of the Dragon. Silicon Valley.
Is that an HBO original?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Oh. Yeah,
dude, you got to watch it. Now they have all the Discovery stuff on there though, so when you're scrolling through it, you got to go through that garbage before you can get to the good stuff. If you're on the homepage,
maybe you should watch some discoveries. You know, like inform yourself about the outside world.
I know a lot about the outside world.
Mm.
Colorful animals. Steer clear.
You know, we're trying to answer that question. Why?
Parrots are dangerous.
This article on The Athletic says, "Be clear. The PGA Tour needed money." Lots of it. Money to boost tournament purses and bonus money to compete with what the PIF, which is the, what we would say, private investment firm, pumped
something
into
like
LIV
that, yeah.
PIF, for its players' guaranteed contracts. Money to employ an army of lawyers to battle LIV in court and counter an ongoing DOJ investigation. money to subsidize its partners at the DP World Tour and their legal fees. As things stood, after tapping into reserve funds to survive the pandemic, then rebuilding those funds, the tour, Monahan said, quote, had to invest back in our business through our reserves in 2023 and was set to do so again in 2024 to survive a precarious situation. The PGA Tour's most recent television contract was signed in 2020 before golf's turf war arose and could never have been projected to account for the soaring cost. The deal was believed to be worth about $700 million per year and roughly $2.7 billion between 2022 through 2030. Those look like paltry figures in a post-LIV world.
So, like, does LIV go away?
I mean, LIV is now called PIF, basically. PIF is LIV. It's the PIF, the DP World Tour, and the PGA Tour, the three.
So it will no longer be called the LIV Tour?
I don't know what's – I mean, I don't think so. I think – because that's this guy from Saudi Arabia's company or whatever. But
yeah. So that's the partnership, right?
Yeah, that's where all the money's – coming from and all that.
But so there will be the third tour is what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. The DP is like the European tour.
No, there will be that.
Well, I mean the three there was basically three that merged. It was the LIV, which is PIF,
right.
DP World Tour and
right, that's what I'm saying though. Like they're together, but are there still going to be three separate tours and anybody can just play on any of them now?
I think so.
Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, one of the world's largest sovereign wealth funds. That's what we're talking about when we say PIF or PIF.
I just think the U.S. is going to lose a lot of tournaments just because they're going to have to go play overseas so much now. I mean, because they're not.
PIF has more than $600 billion in assets and has invested in companies around the globe like Uber, Blackstone, and Japan's SoftBank.
Wait, Blackstone? Like the grill?
I don't know.
That's a weird one to throw in there. Uber and the grill company and Traeger. Well, and also Quikrete.
I think it's trying to show that, like, yeah, you think you're so holy. And it's like, have you ever taken an Uber? You know, and then you blast a LIV golfer for taking, you know what I mean? Like,
Do you know how many people put their foot down their throat with this, like, oh, I'm boycotting the LIV Tour. I'm not gonna buy oil. Like, it's just crazy. And now it's like, oh, oops. Mm-hmm.
So this guy Jimmy Dunn, who is basically the right hand man to Monahan, I mean, what he said last year was about as egregious as what Monahan said last year.
Was that
year.
The 9/11 stuff?
Yeah, but he said, I don't like it. This is what he said a year ago. I don't like it when they're saying they're growing the game. That's crap. I don't even like it when they say I have to do what's best for my family. I really wonder how many of those guys, the lifestyle they were living was so horrible that their family needed them to do this. Just say I'm at a point in my career where I want to make five times as much money against much weaker competition and play less. Just tell the truth. Don't cover it with all that crap.
Who wouldn't want that? Like, that's the whole thing. That's why, like,
when I was watching Ted Lasso the other night, and the therapist says, Ted, would you coach for free? And he's like, of course. And she says, but do you?
Right, right.
You know? Like, that. It's like, would you play golf? Would you play golf for a living for $50,000 a year? And most of these guys would be like, yeah, if I had to. It's like, but do you? You know, like, if I offer you $100,000 to do the same job, you're going to take
it. No, I don't want the extra.
Well, now,
right.
Well, are they going to change to 54 holes now? Is the PGA Tour going to be 54 holes?
No,
shot?
I don't think that'll
gonna
ever.
They're going to be
more, no, this is
clinks and four aces.
Nah, I doubt it.
I mean, that's what they're saying they're going to do in a lot of these big tournaments. They're going to try and pump money into some of the bigger tournaments with only the top 50 in the world.
Nice.
And so what does that mean to the guys that are ranked top 100 and bust their butts to qualify for these
It means
events?
They should have taken that LIV money when they had the chance.
Like the Harold Varners, you know, like Ricky turned down, I know $75 million, but he turned down $75 million.
Yeah, I guess
Rory turned down $500 million. Rory McIlroy turned down $500 million. Now
to protect the PGA Tour.
He's probably going to get helped on the back end of this deal, I would imagine, as like a thank you, but it won't be $500 million.
Mm-mm.
Tiger is somewhere right now rehabbing his ankle.
Yeah,
turned down somewhere between $800 and $1 billion. I mean,
what? Rory's supposed to speak today after his pro am because he's playing in this Canadian tournament.
Mm. He's probably got to get like super prepped before he probably had to.
I wouldn't care if I get fined with what I said today. I mean, what's it to him?
Oh, get this.
He's going to be on board today. You know that, right?
This is hilarious. I mean, perhaps lost in the shuffle was how anyone was going to pay for that survival. This is kind of continuing that thing. But listen to this. The PGA Tour's talking point now is that PIF is neither merging with the PGA Tour nor buying the PGA Tour, but investing in the PGA Tour. So, Chris, I don't know if there's going to be any other, like a different branded. I don't think there's going to be different branded tournaments. There might be more tournaments because now there's more money, and they might do some of the funky formatting stuff like that Brett's talking about in some tournaments and others or whatever. But basically, there's just going to be PGA Tour tournaments funded by Saudi money. The exact thing that they said.
So essentially what they did is they went to Liv and said, hey, 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 quit offering our golfers money.
Give it
and
to
offer
us.
It to us.
And then you can have all the golfers at a better price.
Buy them all.
Yeah.
They literally, that's what they did.
They sold the lot for cheaper than it could have been bought off somebody individually.
It's unbelievable.
They Costco'd them.
I mean, that's crazy. That's going to a used car lot and like buying one, buying two. And the guy's just like, do you want the whole thing? Yeah. Just take it off my hands. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, they did.
What a sellout!
I mean, they give like Ronaldo, like in soccer, the Saudis gave him like a $1 billion contract. You know, one guy from Real Madrid, he's 38 years old, just played 15 years. They gave him a 3-year, $675 million contract to go play over there.
Are the Saudis interested in sports talk radio, Nate? Like, do you need to make a call?
You're ready. Unfortunately, Matt won't be able to call anymore.
We'll go to.
He went
yeah, surprisingly, I haven't heard from him. But now
we'll go to.
Like,
where's
Matt today?
2.5 hours, and we'll make $1 billion a year.
He's always
2 hours.
He's always like
2 hours, 3 days a week.
Yeah, Matt always calls. Hey, can I bring up some golf? Is it okay if I talk golf for a minute?
Man.
Seriously, like, can you just like DM Piff and just see like?
Okay.
It just sounds bad to say Piff.
I kind of like it. Piff.
Can you imagine Jim Nantz bringing on the Piff Tour on his intro now? See, welcome to.
Surely they'll
Sunday
call
the
it PIF or something.
No, I don't think that's ever going to be.
How does, like,
that's
the
just
networks,
money.
And
that's
how
just money.
Yeah, I mean, how the networks feel about it, I don't know.
They don't care. It's just money.
It's just money, man.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to, like.
But, like, some companies did when the Liv Tour was trying to get on with, like, YouTube. YouTube wouldn't sign up for all that money. They turned it down.
That was just
like an idiot.
And now they all look stupid. Like, that's.
I mean, Calhart's trying to go on there on his show yesterday saying he turned down six figures to do some advertisements for Liv Golf.
No, he didn't.
He said that on national. He kept repeating
Who?
Himself.
Calhart
said he had got asked to do six different advertisements for Liv Golf. He said he turned them down. It's crazy. Tell Danny to go get some Saudi money and do this stadium tomorrow.
Yeah, let's get Tony V a new stadium. Let's go.
I mean, how do they?
Wait, start pumping money into college football.
How do they feel about collegiate athletics?
NIL deals.
Let's sit Spire down with the Saudis.
We'll come back with more Three and Out. Stick with us on Fan Run Radio. Conquer to thrive, I came to win to survive. Talking about the PGA Tour merging with the private investment fund. That was a 95% owner of Liv Tour and 100% handling the expenses. Critics will say that when it comes to the Saudis' human rights record, it doesn't make a difference. PGA Tour obviously is saying that, you know, the PIF isn't merging and they're not buying, they're just investing in it. And the critics will say that when it comes to Saudi's human rights record, it doesn't make a difference. And PGA Tour players will tell you they were clueless that any of this was coming and feel betrayed. Monahan says, essentially, there was no other choice. The PIF was controlling LIV, and we were competing against LIV, Monahan said Tuesday. I felt very good about the changes we'd made and the position that we were in, but ultimately, to take the competitor off the board, to have them exist as a partner, not an owner, and for us to be able to control the direction going forward, put us in a position as the PGA Tour to serve our members and at the same time get to a productive position for the game at large.
Blah, 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 blah.
So basically, the PGA Tour still gets to be in charge. They just have to do it with
permission?
Right. From the person giving them a crap ton of money.
Yeah, that was like the big selling point by, what is it, Monahan? It was, we still have voting control and all this other stuff. And it's like, okay, pretty much the guy who writes the check calls the shots.
Yep. Like, Monahan argued that the, quote, much bigger play here is creating an entity that reinvests dollars in growth businesses, something the tour has been unable to do as a 501c6 tax-exempt organization. That is, even as the tour itself will remain tax-exempt. You read that right. While the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and the PIF's golf-related holdings, i.e. LIV Golf, work together in a new, collectively owned, for-profit entity, the tour plans to do all this while retaining its not-for-profit tax-exempt status. Whether the federal government agrees with that remains to be seen. In theory, the tour gets to maintain control and attain absolute financial security. But at what cost? Much of the reaction around the tour Tuesday was of surprise that things were at a point where this was necessary. Many were under the impression that the tour was winning the fight with LIV, both in the legal system and as a product. LIV departures had dwindled, and rumors of the venture's dire financial picture have swirled. The legal battle between the tour and LIV was creating additional headaches for the PIF. The Saudis claim in court.
The PIF. It was just funny.
I keep thinking Puff the Magic.
Yeah. That Al Ramayan was a, quote, sitting minister of government with sovereign immunity, triggered the English Premier League to reexamine the PIF's ownership of Newcastle United. Monahan, meanwhile, has always preached the long game. In a conversation with The Athletic last August, the Tour Championship, he repeated an idea he's long said to tour players. Things are not won in sound bites. Things are not in individual moves. You win over the long haul. You win by keeping people inspired, learning every step of the way, and understand you don't have every answer.
Yeah, I'm sure people feel very inspired yesterday.
Uh-huh. Many were trying to square words like that with what was said Tuesday. Late in the day, Monahan addressed tour players during a contentious meeting at the Canadian Open. One agent with multiple players in the room described there being, quote, varying degrees of confusion and anger and sadness. The anger was directed to Monahan squarely. Tour players declined lucrative offers from LIV Golf while being sold on the ideals of loyalty to the PGA Tour. It's unclear if those individuals will be compensated in any way. Many in the room were most angry by the idea of defectors to LIV being granted a re-entry to the tour, something Monahan previously vowed to never allow. It probably didn't seem this way to them, but as I looked to our players, those players that have been loyal to the PGA Tour, I'm confident that the move that they've made the right decision, Monahan said to reporters after the players' meeting.
I looked them dead in their eyes and said, all that money you turned down, guess who got it?
That was the right decision because it's in my pocket now. They've helped re-architect the future of the PGA Tour. They've moved us to a more pro-competitive model. They could have just all left for LIV, and LIV could have just been the new tour, and the PGA Tour could have just become the nonprofit that runs a few first tee events over on the side.
But they wanted the money.
And is never on TV again. This parallels the NCAA in like so many ways.
Yep.
This is like what would happen. Like if a new NCAA came out, right?
They'd fight it tooth and nail.
And then they would, when they realized that they couldn't keep the fight going long enough to kill them off, they would join, you know?
Yeah.
If you can't beat them, join them. This is exactly what happened.
Well, and all reports were the PGA Tour is going to win the case against them. on, I think it was Friday, the litigation court stuff.
But at what cost? This is like when the lobsters, you know, are about to fight. And even though one lobster might be a little bigger, and even though he's pretty sure he can win the fight, you know, he really wants to be able to just kind of puff up and show his pinchers and get the other one to back down, because even if he wins and kills the other lobster, he might be damaged, you know, as he walks away. And it'd be better if he just scare him off. And once Liv wasn't scared off and had enough money to go toe-to-toe, and they ended up just joining up.
Lobsters, huh? You went with lobsters?
Yeah, man. You can.
It's the
they can shed a claw and grow one right
it's
back.
It's one thing to do it to us as the fans, but to do it to your employees, like for them to find out the same way we did.
That's the part I don't like the most. Yeah. Like if this had been the announcement right up front and none of this had happened, it's like, oh, well, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But when you get on your soapbox for over a year and you stand there and you say blood money and 9/11 and the families and the sanctity of the great game of golf, which like that plays on people's emotions and their hearts, and then you convince people, no, 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 don't take the money that would set you and your family up for generations to come. Stay here and fight with us. And then you go not to those people, but behind their back, make this deal. They find out about it on Twitter.com the same time a radio show figures out.
Yes, second biggest funder of Twitter. The same.
Piff?
Yes.
It's just like it's sad for the golfers that stayed, because it's not like they can just like walk away. I mean, this is their livelihood, this is their job. But I mean, how do you trust anything that this guy says ever again?
Can't.
Like, if he changed his mind 6 months ago and started these conversations, like how is there no involvement? No sharing of that knowledge with all of these guys that just turned it down.
And he chose to do it when they're in Toronto at the one of the weakest fields of the year, after like right before the week before major. I mean, at least go where all
there's
the guys
a major
are
next week.
Yep.
Yeah, U.S. Open's next week. It's almost a year ago to the day that he said all this stuff. You know, that Liv came about, basically.
Players in the closed meeting were told the tour is receiving upwards of $2 to $3 billion. All litigation ending and Liv likely going away, according to an industry source briefed on the matter. And
two to three billion. Keep in mind, that is only double the money that Rory and Tiger turned down.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two golfers were worth half of what the entire tour.
We're talking about the lot, sold. You know, like the basket. This is like the old 8-bit Nintendo games. You know, like there's Tiger, there's Contra, and then you know Rory is, you know, whatever your second favorite game is.
Maybe they used a lot of that money to pay Tiger and Rory. They have to.
No, they don't. They're not going
to
pay them a damn.
They don't have
penny.
To,
but, why
but they
else
should.
Did Rory stick up for him yesterday for that.
I don't know, because Rory's a beta. Watch the kid play. Like
Rory, he probably just doesn't want to like switch now. Like he's so.
Yeah.
Because Rory's thinking like, I've been loyal to this guy. I've mother bleeped everybody else in the media. I can't just turn my back on him now, when he absolutely should.
Well, and the European guys are, I mean, they have the DP World Tour dynamic also too. I don't know. I don't know why Rory would. It seems like you'd either keep your mouth shut or be on the other guy's side. I have no idea why he would tell a guy to play better. That's
kind of weak. Rory.
When Rory should be playing better himself.
Exactly.
I don't care if you're top 10 right
just
now.
Just play better. It's like, we're dude, Rory, you've been awful. Like, what are you talking about?
We'll come back. We'll come back with more. That's crazy stuff. I am disappointed Matt hasn't called yet. I mean, the one day I really, really wanted a Matt call.
Maybe he's busy.
He's probably just licking his wounds, you know. He's got to go reset, you know, and then I'm sure he'll be back eventually.
I hope so.
While some inside the tour spoke Tuesday of a measure of survival, others wondered if the tour's deal with the public investment fund is, in fact, the opposite, a move of aggression, not desperation. With billions of new dollars flowing in, the tour is now in a position to grow and perhaps become an even more centralized force in golf, whether that's by acquiring an entity like the PGA of America, and that would mean full control of the Ryder Cup, or the LPGA Tour. In its previous financial state, such ideas were an impossibility. So, was this the play or a forced hand? Was this done out of fear? Fear of the tour having to open up its books and the discovery process in the courts? Fear of financial instability? Fear of what was coming next? Or was it an act of survival? Why fight a rival when you can take its funding? Or was it simply the oldest love story there is, how the rich get richer? The reality is that no matter what Monahan says, this is a different PGA Tour. There's no turning back from this. Al Ramayan will join the PGA Tour Policy Board and has already stated that more billions of investment will be available. No one will say no to that money. The players will get paid, maybe even get a taste of revenue sharing, maybe make more and more. In time, the more the private investment fund invests, the more it will control. In more time, leadership will change, board seats will change, more control. Eventually, this will be what the public investment fund wants. A natural question in the aftermath of all this has been, what will become of LIV? The question feels irrelevant because what's the difference anymore? The PGA Tour, after a seven-week dalliance, has become something else, something it once desperately wanted not to be. That's on The Athletic. Brett asked a question in the break, like, what does this mean for fans? I think it's probably all good news, unless you were one of the diehards that just cared about where the money came from, because it sounds like LIV's going to go away. I would guess, while they might meld in some of the little things that LIV was doing that players liked to try and, you know, just make their lives a little easier.
Right.
Like, I don't, like, if they have more tournaments on the schedule, doesn't it make sense for some of those smaller ones to be 54 holes? I mean, you save an extra day of expenses. The players might want to go. You might get a bigger name player to go there if he only has to play three rounds instead of four.
They're not going to do the shotgun starts, though, right?
Oh, I don't know. They could on some or whatever. Well, I mean, whatever makes sense. They could – some of the little things that worked in some of those. But from a fan standpoint, you get all the big golfers back together again, playing all the big tournaments. There's going to be more money forever. I mean, more money should equate to a better product as long as it's done right.
Yeah, it says that just 3 weeks ago, PGA Tour reportedly declined a deal at the last minute, which Raytheon would have become the title sponsor of the Byron Nelson, which I think is in Texas. They asked why the optics of Raytheon selling military equipment to Saudi Arabia while also sponsoring a PGA Tour event would have been a tough look for Commissioner Jay Monahan and the tour itself. It says that that was what was happening publicly during a down market in which it's difficult to find title sponsorships. How could anyone suspect something different was happening privately?
Hey, we're not going to take your $100 bill there, buddy, because I got a $1 million check over here I'm about to cash. I can't be messing around with your peanuts here about one tournament. I'm about to sell out the entire tour.
Yeah, it says over the course of the last few months, Monahan and the PIF governor or whatever, Yassir, were meeting in secret to form an entity that would meld together the global game with simultaneously ending pending litigation between the tours. Feels a bit like a Succession episode, and there's no question it is an all-time power play by Monahan. Jeez.
This is like Kendall going to his brothers and sisters and dad and being like, hey, sorry. Sorry about all that stuff I did, but, you know, sorry. I'm not sorry for what I did, but I'm sorry for how you feel. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm good.
PIF has only ever wanted to have its hands in the world of golf, has no real interest in running a league. So
just wanted to invest.
They invest in
influence.
Yeah.
Just wants influence.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the optics of Raytheon selling to Saudi Arabia. We don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and 3 weeks later.
It's the whole thing.
We want all the Saudi money.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to put that little bumper sticker on my car. And next week, it's wrapped with that same brand. Man. Well, all right. All the people that said it's just about the money, deal with it, they were right.
Yep.
They were 100% right. And this was just a survival. I mean, it sounds like a survival play for Monahan. You know what this proves, though?
Hmm.
And we've known this for a long time. When guys like Greg Sankey, Danny White to some degree, corporate folks, the commissioner of golf, when they say things, you know how he said you don't win stuff in sound bites?
Yeah.
Basically, when they do the things that are the sound bites, don't ever listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's never real. It's just posturing. It's just the going through the motions. It's just the whatever's going to appease us peasants, you know, just let them eat cake. You know, it's just what they say and what they do are not going to match. They're just not.
Right.
Basically,
gotta hand it to him.
Basically, what he was really doing with this whole thing is Liv starts and Monahan's going, okay, we got to either kill it or we're going to buy it or we're going to partner with it. Like, let's figure this out. But to buy time, right? Like, and Liv's going at him hard, right? So to buy time, he's got to say, let's.
9-11.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a media member. It was an assistant, somebody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but to buy time, he said whatever it took, right, to keep guys from going.
Mm-hmm.
Bought enough time and got the deal done.
And basically stole money out of their pocket.
Jeez Louise.